Well, let's take a look at some track and field results from last night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference holding its co-ed relays championships last night. On the boys' side, Lewis Central is the team champ. They have 139 points. Glenwood with 132, a close second. Atlantic was third at 110 points. Harlan with 80 and Shenandoah with 58 round out the top five. St. Albert, Denison, Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Creston, Red Oak round out the rest of the field. Among the individual champions for Atlantic last night, as they had some pretty good performances in some of those events last evening. First place finishes by Grat Reed in the 110 hurdles. Also, Jackson Eden of Atlantic took the 1,600 meters. Ryan Hawkins, a champion in the 3,200-meter run last night. Brendan Holmes for Atlantic won the 400-meter hurdle title last evening as well. Also for Atlantic last night, they picked up a victory in the 4x800-meter relay events on the boys' side. On the girls' side in the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championships, it was Glenwood winning the team title there with 146 points. Creston with 133 was second. Denison third with 126. Atlantic placed fourth with 72, right ahead of Harlan, who had 71 for fifth place. Shenandoah, Lewis Central, Clarinda, St. Albert, Red Oak, and Kemper Catholic round out the rest of the girls' field in that order last night. Atlantic had a number of second, third place finishes last night. Tiffany Williams also picked up a win in the 3,000-meter event in last night's girls' side of the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championships. Also last night at track and field down at Corning, they hosted the boys' Timberwolf relays, and Griswold was the team champ. Griswold wins it with 98 points. Nishnabotna with 72, the runner-up. Southwest Valley had 68, Sydney 65, Lennox had 51. To round out the top five teams in that meet, Central Decatur, Stanton, Clarinda Academy, CAM, East Union, and Interstate 35 round out the rest of the field. Among some of the winners last night, Stanton's Chris Jones took the 200-meter dash in the finals. Also, Tony Clucky of Southwest Valley wins the 110 high hurdles. Josh Brownlee of Griswold is the champ of the 1,600-meter run. David Thompson of Griswold wins the 3,200 meters. Alex Bechtold of Stanton grabbed the discus title. Jaden Jonkey of Griswold was a champ in the long jump. Alex Bechtold of Stanton also won the shot put last night at those relays in Corning. Southwest Valley took the 4x200. Griswold won the 4x400. Southwest Valley also a winner in the shuttle hurdle relay event last night for their team. Also in high school sports around the area last night in girls golf action, it was Shenandoah beating Southwest Iowa 196 to 267. Logan Magnolia edging Audubon 240 to 246. Alexis Fabian of Audubon had the low round. She shot 54 last night. On the boys golf action, it was Logan Magnolia edging Audubon by three strokes, 191 to 194. Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 158 to 239. In tennis last night, in girls action, it was Clarinda over Audubon 9-0. Shenandoah beat Lewis Central 8-1. Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 6-3. Denison down in Kemper Catholic 9-0. In boys tennis, it was Atlantic over St. Albert 6-3. Clarinda beat Audubon 7-2. Harlan over Red Oak 5-4. Glenwood beat Abraham Lincoln 5-4. Kemper Catholic over Denison 5-4. In soccer action last night, a girls action, it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey posting a 3-0 win over Atlantic. Riverside needed two overtimes to beat Harlan 3-2. Sioux City West over Glenwood 2-1. Knoxville beat Creston in overtime 1-0. Kemper Catholic over Carroll 3-0. In boys soccer, it was Harlan over Carroll 4-0. Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley 2-1. Kemper Catholic over Alta Aurelia 15-0. Sioux City North beat Denison 4-1. Thomas Jefferson 5-4 over Sergeant Bluff Luton last night. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jaime Garcia pitched 7 sharp innings. Brandon Moss hit a long home run, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-0. Steven Piscotty drove in 2 runs and also made an outstanding catch in right field to help preserve the shutout. St. Louis took 3 of 4 in that series with the Phillies. Garcia gave up 2 hits, didn't walk a batter, and struck out 5. Moss launched a drive estimated at 462 feet to right field in the first off of Jared Eichhoff. It was the longest homer by a left-handed hitter in the history of the new Busch Stadium, which opened in 2006. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat Arizona 4-0. Cincinnati down Milwaukee 9-5. Chicago beat Washington 5-2. San Diego over the New York Mets 5-3. Colorado clobbered San Francisco 17-7. In the American League, Cleveland beat Detroit 9-4. It was Baltimore edging the New York Yankees in 10 innings, 1-0. Toronto beat up on Texas 12-2. Seattle doubled up Houston 6-3. Boston beat the Chicago White Sox 7-3. Commissioner Rob Manfred says a decision will be made either today or Monday on whether games between the Pirates and the Marlins will be played in Puerto Rico this month. Players on both teams are expressing concern about the Zika virus, prompting MLB to move the games to Miami. The teams are scheduled to play May 30th and 31st in San Juan to celebrate Roberto Clemente Day. Well, Jonas Valanciunas led a late charge that allowed the Toronto Raptors to tie their Eastern Conference semifinal series at a game apiece. Valanciunas had 11 points, 7 rebounds in the fourth quarter and overtime to lead Toronto's 96-92 victory over Miami in the NBA playoffs. He finished with 15 points and 12 rebounds for the Raptors, who avoided losing consecutive games for the first time this postseason. The Heat will host Game 3 in that series on Saturday. Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr says Stephen Curry probably won't play in Game 3 of the Western Conference semifinals at Portland on Saturday. Curry did not practice on Thursday as he tries to recover from a sprained right knee suffered in Game 4 of the Warriors' first-round series, April 24th against Houston. He's played just 38 minutes in the playoffs after leading the NBA in scoring, three-pointers, free-throw percentage, and steals during the regular season. The Warriors lead the Trailblazers 2-0 in that series. The Indiana Pacers will have a new head coach next season. The team has announced that Frank Vogel will not return following the team's first-round playoff exit. Vogel was 250 and 181 in 5.5 seasons with the Pacers and led the team to the playoffs 5 times. Team president Larry Bird says he believes it's time for a new voice to lead the Pacers, keeping with his long-held philosophy of short shelf lives for coaches. Well, the Nashville Predators have knotted their National Hockey League second-round series at 2-2 by winning the longest game in team history. Mike Fisher ended a marathon with an unassisted goal 11-12 into triple overtime to complete the Predators' comeback in a 4-3 triumph against San Jose. Fisher's second goal of the game came on the Predators' 44th shot on Martin Jones. Brett Burns scored twice for the Sharks, including a power play tally that put San Jose ahead 3-2, 7 minutes into the third period, before James Neal tied the game with 4:21 left in regulation. Neal and Colin Wilson each finished with a goal and an assist, while Pekka Rinne stopped 44 shots. Game 5 is Saturday in San Jose. Meanwhile, the Dallas Stars are heading home after tying their second-round series at 2-2. The Stars bounce back from a 6-1 rout in Game 3, knocking off the Blues 3-2 in St. Louis on Cody Eakin's goal, 2:58 into overtime. Eakin beat Brian Elliott on a 3-on-2 break after the Blues pressured goalie Kari Laitinen on the opposite end. Roddick Faxa and Patrick Sharp scored 69 seconds apart to put the Stars ahead 2-1 early in the third period. Sharp also assisted on the game winner. Vladimir Tarasenko scored the Blues' first goal and set up Paul Stastny's game-tying tally on a power play with 6:54 left in the second period. Game 5 is Saturday in Dallas. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs and second-round draft pick Chris Jones have agreed to terms on a contract. The Chiefs traded away their first-round pick last weekend, so Jones was their first selection with the 37th overall pick. The 6'6", 308-pound defensive tackle out of Mississippi State is the first of their 8 picks to sign, though most should be in the fold by this weekend. The Chiefs begin a 3-day rookie minicamp tomorrow. Jones should join a defensive line rotation that includes Dontari Poe, Jay Howard, and Alan Bailey, but lost veteran Mike DeVito to retirement. Nick Williams and Raheem Nunez-Roches are also on the roster. That's Check of Sports this morning, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.